Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about stopping to reflect upon the readings that are appointed for this day. I pray that as you sit and quiet yourself, that you would hear the word of the Lord and allow it to come into your life, that it would settle within you and speak to you anew. I pray that this time will be beneficial for you in your own walk with Jesus. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, our strength and our Redeemer, by your Spirit hold us forever, that through your grace we may worship you and faithfully serve you, follow you, and joyfully find you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our psalm that's appointed for this day is the 40th psalm, verses 1 through 11. The psalmist writes, I waited patiently upon the Lord, who stooped to me and heard my cry. The Lord lifted me out of the desolate pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a high cliff, making my footing sure. The Lord put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and stand in awe and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are they who trust in the Lord. They do not turn to enemies or to those who follow lies. Great are the wonders you have done, O Lord my God, in your plans for us. None can be compared with you. Oh, that I could make them known and tell them, but they are more than I can count. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire. You have opened my ears, burnt offering and sin offerings you have not required. And so I said, here I am, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I love to do your will, O Lord. Your law is deep within me. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I have not restrained my lips, O Lord, you know. I have not hidden your righteousness in my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your deliverance. I have not concealed your steadfast love and truth from the great assembly. You are the Lord. Do not withhold your compassion from me. May your steadfast love and your truth continually keep me safe. The word of the Lord. As we're just a couple of weeks into the new year for many people represents a new beginning. Now, there's nothing magical, but there seems to be something to the fact when you flip from one year to another, when we quit writing 2025 and now have to try to remember 2026, right? When there's that new year, it gives this sense of new beginning. And a lot of people see this as a chance to start over. You have New Year's resolutions. Many people come up with things that they want to do differently in the new year and take this opportunity to be a fresh start. A lot of times it's about eating and losing weight and exercising. For many people, it's about their spiritual walk. People go, oh, in the new year, I'm going to be more spiritual. I'm going to read my Bible regularly. I'm going to pray every day. I'm going to be more regular attendance at church. I'm going to X, Y, Z, whatever that is. And I thought about that in those New Year's resolutions, particularly about if it's spiritual in nature. And this psalm spoke to me. This is a psalm, in some ways, it begins as a psalm of thanksgiving. Right? It begins, I waited patiently upon the Lord, who stooped to me and heard my cry. The psalmist begins and gives voice and says, when we're in trouble, we wait for the Lord, and God hears us. And then says, God rescues us, right? The Lord lifted me up out of the desolate pit. out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a high cliff, making my footing sure. That notion of seeing God rescuing, God who hears our cries, and we see how God acts. And then it goes on, and because of that, it talks about happy are they who trust in the Lord. And then the verse that really kind of piqued my attention was verse 8, where it's written, it says, I love to do your will, O my God. Your law is deep within me. That phrase, your law is deep within me. I thought about that because in some ways, I think as we strive to become, quote, more spiritual, as we seek to walk more faithfully with Jesus, as we seek to know God in a deeper way, this is the way a lot of that happens, to have your law deep within me. Now, when you hear that, sometimes we may kind of bristle back a little bit, because at least in the Lutheran church, for Luther talked about the law and the law in not a helpful way. But in some ways, when we hear the law in the Psalms, in the Old Testament, the word there is Torah. It's not the law in terms of the like the commandments, but it's God's writing, God's decree, God's word. And what this psalm is saying, as we see how God has rescued us, has he's lifted up out of the pit, put our feet on sure footing, then we seek to have God's word, God's decrees, God's commands deep within us. And I ask you, what does that look like for you? Because I think part of it is, if you think about something that's deep within you, something that's deep within you is something that grounds you, that centers you. And that's what the psalmist is calling us to. We seek to do God's will because God's word is ingrained in us, is centered in us. And part of it is, as we go out and seek to be the people of God, as we seek to be the hands and feet of Christ, part of it is, do we allow that word to be deep within us, to shape and mold how we respond? When we hear about situations in our world, when we wrestle with all kinds of things around us, are we centered and grounded in God's word, God's law, God's decree? Does that shape how we think about all kinds of issues in our world? If not, why not? And the other part of that is, how is it that we allow God's word, God's law, God's decree to be deep within us? Unfortunately, it doesn't just kind of magically happen. We don't just wake up one morning and go, oh, God's word is ingrained in me. But part of the way that that happens, part of the way that that word is deep within us, is when we spend time in it. When we take time like this to contemplate upon God's word, when we read the scriptures, when we come and we worship, when we allow the workings of God to impact our life, when we can see and give testimony, give voice to how God lifts us out of the pit, how God puts our feet on sure footing. When we see how God is at work, then that's how we allow God's word to come into us and center us and ground us and help us to see with new eyes, to see through the lens of Scripture and the Word of the Lord, and seek to model our life in that way. And it doesn't happen overnight. And there are times when we're better at it than others, because at times we aren't paying as much attention. For me, sometimes it's the noise of the world drowns that out. And to truly allow that word, that law, to be deep within us calls us to be attentive. As Jesus says, those who have ears, listen, right? We listen and we hear, and we allow it to come within us. Or think about the parable of the sower, the seed that is sown and scattered. Do we allow that seed, that word of the Lord, to be implanted within us, to allow it to be deep within us, to change us and transform us? As we begin this new year, I encourage you and challenge you to think about how God's law, God's decree, God's word is deep within you, or how it is in you, and to continually seek to go deeper and deeper, and allow yourself to be grounded and be centered in the Word of the Lord, and how that may shape us and lead us as we go out to be God's people. We seek to make a difference, to love our neighbor, and to help others to know what it is that God has done, how they can patiently wait upon the Lord, and they would know that God stoops to hear them and lifts them out of the pit and puts their feet on solid grounding. Amen. Let us pray. Steadfast and faithful God, you incline your people, you incline towards your people and hear our cries. When we are caught in the pit of confusion, in the mire of sin and sorrow, you lift us up, you cleanse us, and you set our feet upon rock. Put a new song in our mouths, not a song of pretense, but praise that tells the truth about your mercy. Open our ears to hear you and write your instructions within us, so that we may delight to do your will. Keep us from trusting in pride and false promises and the idols that cannot save us. Give us courage to proclaim your righteousness in the great congregation, your faithfulness, your salvation, your steadfast love, and your truth. And as we continue to need you day by day, do not withhold your compassion from us. Let your steadfast love and your faithfulness guard us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the living Word that always speaks to us. In your holy name we pray. Amen. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.